Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in Studio A with, half of Over the Rhine for today, for this afternoon. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Maggie.
It's so great great to have you. And the new CD, well, it's not out yet. It's coming out in a couple months, The Long Surrender. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what's that whole process, how that went with Joe Henry, a much sought-out producer in the world these days. And just your travels and whatnot. We'll just have a little fun today. And okay. What's this first one you're going to do?
We're going to do a song for you off the new record called The King Knows How.
I feel as lonely as anybody who's crying on a Friday night. Once in a while on my radio dial, I accidentally get it right. I'm thinking that's funny. Hank is laughing 'cause he's always right.
King.
Nice. Over the Rhine, it's Karen Linford and Nick joining us today. The King knows how. He sure does, doesn't he? And they sure know how to play live for us today. And they'll play tonight over at the Lincoln Theater. That's at 8 o'clock. And it's that the one you just heard, it's coming up. It'll be on their new studio album, The Long Surrender, and due out in January or February. I've seen a couple different things.
Well,
and
we were shooting for 1/11/11. Mm-hmm. Our distributor had a little stumble. Uh-huh. So it's going to come out in February. But you can buy it
on the
at
web?
Our show.
Oh, at the show? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you can also pre-order it through us and download it immediately. So
off the website.
It's
right
off
the,
yeah. So it is. It's there. It's out there.
It's there. It's
yeah.
there.
Just won't be in stores until February. Yeah. Yeah.
And you get a sneak peek today here.
Yeah.
Or a sneak listen.
Yeah.
This one produced by Joan Henry. You guys have put 20 CDs out. Been together about.
Has it been that many?
That's what I read.
I lost
that's
count.
But, you know, about an average for as long as you guys been making music together, one per year. And what do you guys look for in a producer after have, you know, so many been put out there?
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Henry, obviously, a lot of people know who he is. A lot of people
mm-hmm.
don't. But
yeah.
What was your objective there?
Well, you know, I'd been a fan of his music for a long time. I remember listening to Scar and just, you know, a lot of his records. I love his songwriting. And I think for me, and I know Linford has his thoughts too, but it was great to work with a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much fun to get into the studio with Joe and maybe we'd have something unfinished, you know, and he'd turn up some great lyrics for it. And we actually co-wrote two songs together on this project with him, which was an absolute... It was just a great, great experience. So
our neighbors, you guys are from Cincinnati,
yeah.
The Over the Rhine area. Well, but this was recorded a little out west in his studio, right? So
it was,
how
yeah.
much time did you guys spend together? And how did you first meet his acquaintance, I should say?
Well,
we spent a week making the record. We started on a Monday afternoon and finished on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
He assembled an amazing band and... just to continue what Karen was saying, we'd heard these records that he'd been producing, you know, by everyone from, you know, Solomon Burke, Elvis
right.
Costello, Loudon Wainwright. And we couldn't quite imagine, as much as we loved those records, what that would mean in terms of an Over the Rhine record. So we kind of wanted to be surprised. It was hard to imagine in advance sort of what we were getting into, and we loved that
yeah.
feeling of like...
Yeah.
not really knowing what kind of a record we were going to make in advance.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, very cool. And friendly guy?
No. Oh, he's a total
no, he's
sweetheart. No, that and I think that was the big bonus was that, you know, we're fortunate enough to forge a friendship that has continued. And Joe is actually going to come into Cincinnati next weekend and join us at the Taft for our annual end of year big, you know, Christmas
right.
holler.
That's
so,
a weekend thing, right?
Yeah, it is, yes.
And so. others joining you that are recorded on the album too?
Absolutely.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, and parts of our current lineup as well. So it's going to be a big old blowout.
And that's all next weekend, right? The Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yeah, December 17, 18, 19.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's not too far south, so.
It's kind of like an Over the Rhine long.
Come on down.
But they're in town tonight over at the Lincoln Theater. It's been a couple years. I can't, 3 years since the last album.
I know,
and the
it's
last...
incredible.
I know.
Isn't that same?
We haven't played Columbus in 3 years.
No, come on, really?
I think it was probably late 2007 or something yeah. that we came through.
And you stopped by that? Yeah, I think
wow.
that might be.
So we're excited about this. New venue. For
all
sure.
right.
Yeah.
yeah. And this on a label. Well, it's been the last couple have been on Great Speckled Dog, and there's some personal
yeah.
some personal things about that. Talk a little bit about the label. And
oh, a few years ago, we decided we were going to fire up our own little imprint, and we named it after our Great Dane, Elroy. He's a great speckled dog. we felt like we kind of know the business at this point. We kind of know what to do. Not to rule out any future options or anything, but it's just been a really good fit for us to just kind of make our own decisions. And it's been great because we've, you know, somehow been blessed and met, you know, people like Joe Henry. So it's doing well for us.
Well, congratulations on yet another amazing,
thanks.
Amazing album.
Thanks.
And you're going to play another one off of this one or something?
Yeah, this is another new one off the Long Surrender. It's a song that Linford wrote called Oh Yeah, By the Way. Thank you.
Oh yeah, by the way. Oh yeah, by the way. What a waste that I still love you after the mess you've made. What a waste that I'm not jaded. Once in a while I even smile. What a waste, you're just a stranger to me now. Oh yeah, by the way. Oh yeah, by the way. There are still so many things I wonder if I should say. What a waste that I still love you, but I can't erase one scar. All your self-inflicted wounds have made you what you are. So goodbye yesterday. Probably should have guessed that it could end this way. What if I'm as good as you at walking away?
Over the Rhine, live from Studio A, another brand new song. It's off the Long Surrender, Oh Yeah, By the Way. And it's available on their website, and you can also get it at the show tonight over at the Lincoln Theater. That's at 8 o'clock. It's Karen, Limford, and Nick joining us today, and a full band tonight, a six-piece going on, stripped down today. So we're thrilled to have them back in studio. I think one of the first times you were here back in 1994 when we did our Live from Studio A CDs, and How Does It Feel? Was
from the past.
So we're thrilled that they're still coming to see us, and we thank them for that. And Over the Rhine, you did Across the West, a kind of a train thing. Tell us the story about that. Sounds kind of cool.
Well, yeah, it was really great. We had first been invited to join Cowboy Junkies, who we'd toured with in the past. And they did a train across Canada and invited some musicians to join them. Charlie Hunter puts this together. And he's been in the business for a long time, and now he does these amazing musical trains. And he routes them various places across the country. Ours was around the Southwest through the Painted Desert and the Grand Canyon. And he offered us our own train. So we got to invite some friends of ours. We invited a band called Swan Dive. And we invited Lucy Wainwright Roach, who's amazing. And then also some good friends of ours to join us, a photographer, a naturalist, and we just had a blast.
So playing along the way, and how long?
Yeah.
Where did you stop, and how long were the stops, or staying all night at the train?
In Albuquerque, and went up to Winslow, Arizona, and peeked over the edge of the Grand Canyon, and started and ended in L.A. So it was kind of the American Southwest. We had people flying from Sweden, Germany, the U.K., Canada, all over the U.S. to be on this train. It was kind of like a family reunion with perfect strangers.
It was.
Kind of like that, right?
Yeah, it was great. And we just didn't know what to expect.
And how big was the train with everybody?
We had four cars all to ourselves, but we would hook on to other trains depending on
That's so cool.
You know, where we were. And
the cars
were all
from the 1950s and maintenanced by their owner. And so it was really interesting, you know. And we're going to do it again next
big
year.
Big dome car, you know, with a kitchen. And, you know, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's like being in your own black and white film.
Yeah, it was great.
Over the Rhine, they're live from Studio A. And again, the new CD is The Long Surrender. And you kind of had blood donors for this. So I like how you call it. Something. Will you tell us about your,
like
your blood donors and how it all
Yeah, you know, about? This isn't an original idea with us, but, you know, it's 2010. There's no middleman between the person making the music and the people that are interested in listening. You can kind of just find each other and make direct contact. When we had this opportunity to record with Joe, we just kind of reached out to our listening audience and said, much like you guys do, I guess, we have this opportunity to make this music. Do you want to help out? So we offered people different things in return for what they might be willing to throw into the hat.
Excellent.
Everything from getting the CD early with some bonus tracks all the way up to getting their own private concert and et cetera, et cetera. And the response was amazing. We had a little over 2,000 people respond.
Wow.
And we fully funded the project, and they've all got their copies, and some of them got their names in the CD package, depending on what they did. You know?
What a great idea.
And, yeah.
It was kind of like a barn raising.
Yeah.
You know, something, some sort of communal
raising.
Effort. And I think people, you know, really love the idea of getting to help make something, you know, and
well, yeah, being a huge part of it.
Yeah.
Like you said, like public radio, we're here because of our listeners and making that pledge of support. So that's really cool. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
And been making music for 20 years now, maybe a little bit more. But talk about your first concert together as Over the Rhine. Do you remember the first one you did?
I do.
Oh, boy, it was
rough.
Oh,
my.
The basement of a Presbyterian church was was technically our first concert, but the first concert with paid admission was at Sudsy
Malone's
in Cincinnati, which was a
it's
rock and roll around, laundromat.
Still there, yeah.
You know, they used to have this concept, bring in a load of laundry, you know, listen to a rock band, smoke a pack of cigarettes. It didn't really work with the cigarettes and the laundry, I don't think.
No, because you were
fresh.
But it was pretty cool. I actually saw Jeff Buckley there perform.
Crazy little venue.
Incredible
in Cincinnati.
Little venue.
Everyone came through there, and
that was our first show.
Very first show.
Of course, we were
about 13 people.
Yeah, we were pretty young.
Nice.
And decided we were going to bring in our own sound system. I think we started off in debt.
We've been losing money ever since.
Oh, gosh.
And it was the two of you at that point.
No, it was a quartet.
It was a quartet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And my credit. And that's what did it.
Well, I'm sure that's paid off at this point, we hope, right?
Yeah, let's just say that it is.
And Over the Rhine, back then, this is the name that you gave yourselves, and the area was kind of rough at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah,
was
still it? Kind of mixed, kind of considered the bad part of town for the most part, but it's a beautiful,
beautiful
German
though.
Neighborhood.
And it really is.
We
and
were
it's
all
a neighborhood.
Fresh out of college
nice.
And trying to figure out what it meant to be writers and artists, and we lived down in this ragged old neighborhood, and
because we could afford it, you know, and
it
was affordable housing for a lot of artists, and
it's a very European feeling place, and I don't know, it just all
it was very urban,
out.
It just
we
felt really good. It was
lived
felt
down there
right.
for about 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you so much for being here, Nick. Great to meet you. And again, they perform tonight at 8 o'clock at the Lincoln Theater. The brand new CD is called The Long Surrender. Thanks for playing and sharing your stories today. And
thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's this last one you're going to do?
We got a couple Christmas records out. We're on track for one every decade. Our first one was called Darkest Night of the Year, and then we put one out a few years ago called Snow Angels. And it's freezing outside, so we're going to try to warm you up with this Christmas tune from Snow Angels.
North Pole Maine, come in from the cold. North Pole Maine, it's getting old. Cold. Cold feet, dawn snow, dawn sleep. It takes good friction to make good heat. North Pole Maine. Out of the gotta get you on hot rum, steam heat. My lips taste sweet. I go on cooking, spread the table, take a seat. To melt the snow.